What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 412 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're continuing on with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, as you might know him. We're doing his movies, his standalone movies, one-offs, which I didn't realize this, Alex, but now that we're actually doing it, all these movies only have one-word titles, which we did a month of one-word title movies. But so far, we've done Faster. We've done Hercules, and now today we're doing Snitch, and next week we're doing another one word. So I don't know. Just they all have one word coincidence, I swear, because I was trying to find the one-offs that didn't fit into any other categories. Here we are. This is a movie from 2013. Alex, this is a first time watch for you. Had you heard of it before? Because this one's kind of like it. Faster, where it's a little lesser known.
I heard of it. Just never came around to it. Then again, it's funny. Now I'm starting to watch more rock movies because of the podcast. But other than that, I never used to watch rock movies. I never thought he was like a good actor. But now I'm starting to watch more of them. And I'm like changing my tone pretty much.
That's why I love this podcast. Because we see stuff, you and I both, we see stuff we've never seen. And sometimes we're like, you know what? This ain't so bad. And sometimes we'll be like, wow, I'm glad I skipped this for 20 years. So we're going to find out which is the case today. Before we get into this movie, a little background. Here, of course, stars The Rock. This is after he starred in Fast Five. So this is post Fast and Furious, but pre many sequels and other bigger movies. This is a more smaller scale movie. This I would put in the category of like the movie Faster, where it's a little bit smaller scale, but amazing cast in this movie, by the way. Not only do you have Dwayne Johnson, but you get supporting turns from Susan Sarandon. You got my boy Barry Pepper from Saving Private Ryan. He's in this. John Bernthal in this movie. Michael K. Williams, RIP, Benjamin Bratt. So you have a lot of actors in this, and it's directed by a guy named Rick Roman Waugh, I think is how you pronounce it. I don't know. It's weird. W-A-U-G-H. Him and his brother are both directors. I know they did, one of them did Need for Speed, which we reviewed here on the channel. One of them did The Expendables 4, which is horrible, but they made that. And Act of Valor. Have you ever seen the movie Act of Valor, the military movie? Yeah. Either him or his brother, they did that movie as well. So they're kind of action movie guys like us. And let's go to some Rotten Tomatoes scoring. Let's jump right in. This has, you know what? Surprisingly, one is fresh, one is not fresh, but they're very close to each other. This has a 57% critic score, and this has a 61% audience score. So they're only 4% apart, but the audience have it fresh. The critics just barely rotten. Are you surprised? I'm surprised by them, but are you surprised by those numbers?
No.
No? Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Maybe the critics. They would give it like a 60-ish, like an even slate of 60.
Yeah.
But 57 is fine.
Close enough. Okay. Very good. So let's get into it. I'm interested to hear your I saw this at the theater. So this is I've seen all the movies we're doing this month. So I know this is the first time I watched. So I'm interested to see what you have to say about it. So of course, we're going to start with our lead character, Dwayne Johnson, playing an understated guy. John Matthews is the character's name. Take it away.
Okay. So it's weird when you see Rock do these type of movies, right? Because the way they shot, again, felt like another straight to DVD movie. So it doesn't have like that polished big movie look, right? But I think he's better in these type of low budget movies. I feel like out of the ones that we've seen, I think this one is the most polished Rock, right? I started to feel like he's starting to turn it around with this one. Is this one before Faster?
After. 3 years after.
Okay, so yeah. So it started to get better with the acting. Most likely took acting classes or something to get better. So you kind of start to see it. Is he where he is now? No. But I think the character himself, I thought he was a family man. He would do anything to get his son out of prison. Divorced. So you got to see that throughout the movie. Lives in this big mansion because of his company, trucking company, which I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. Yeah, pretty much it. That's him in a nutshell. I had nothing else. But he will do whatever it takes to get his son out of prison. So he's going to become a snitch himself. Now, this is loosely or based on a true story. Now, I don't know where it lies on. I don't know how far-fetched it is, but right. I can see the action scenes are the far-fetched part in this whole thing. But
right.
This is based on a true story. So I thought it was pretty cool. I thought he was good. So I gave him a 4. I thought he was great in the movie. His performance was great. Actually, no, because the other one, I gave him a 4 too, and I think he got better. So I'm going to give him a 4.5.
Oh, okay.
I give him a 4.5. I think his acting got really improved since Faster 3 years later. So yeah, 4.5.
So by the way, this is based on the true experiences of a DEA informant named James Settembrino. So I'm going to assume you're right. Probably the action scenes are not what happened. However, someone, this happened, you know, like as far as their son got arrested, maybe for the drug stuff, and they did all this stuff. So yeah, inspired by true events. Okay. I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. I loved Faster. I thought it was great. And I thought Rock was good in it. I think he's better in this movie. Mm-hmm. I think I agree with you. I think he's better. I think this is possibly, if I think of all his movies, and I am a fan of The Rock, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I loved him in wrestling. And so it just kind of carried over. I never have claimed that he's a great actor, but I like watching him on screen. I like his charisma. I like the movies are usually pretty entertaining. Not always, but usually. I think this is best acting that he's done. It's way understated. I don't think he raises his voice above a normal speaking voice. He doesn't yell. He's not going over the top. He doesn't have any one-liners. He doesn't have, you know, nothing. Probably, I would say this role is most similar to like San Andreas. That's probably like the comp here, right? Ex-wife, they got a kid together. Now the kid is in danger. They got to go to get him. I mean, the wife doesn't go with him, but a similar role, but this one is way more like, I believed, even though he's huge, that he was like a regular guy. You know, yeah. He owned a construction business. Sometimes you can't buy these sort of larger than life actors in a role where they're playing a normal dude. I bought it. I was like, yep. I could see this. So I thought he was great. And I love the character. I think, you know, this has action in it. I put it like maybe a crime thriller slash action because you're involved in the drug world and cartels and all that kind of stuff. I'm a sucker for those stories. And I think this is a great character. He has the son. They're not estranged, but they're not super close. I actually like the story where the son tells him like he would go to TP the house and egg it and stuff. And then when he found out he wasn't there, he actually helped. Like you could tell he wants a relationship with his dad, but it's strained. But The Rock's like, my boy's not staying in jail. I'm gonna do what I can to get him out. And I love his relationship with John Bernthal. And I like John Bernthal in this movie. I think he's maybe the MVP of the movie. I think his performance is great. I think the character is really good. So I actually gave it a 5. I'm surprised. I did not think. I have not seen this movie since 2013. So I remembered parts. I think he was great. So I thought the character was great. I was in it. I was worried. I was like, please don't die. Please don't get caught. Please don't. So anytime a movie can get you invested, I think that's a success. So 4.5 for you, 5 for me. Okay. Villain. Now we have two. You have Michael K. Williams, a great actor. He plays Malik. And then you have Benjamin Bratt as sort of the cartel El Topo, they call him. He's like
the Topo guy.
The bigger villain here. What did you think of the villains?
So it's kind of hard because the Topo guy, right? Like the main cartel guy, he didn't do nothing. I mean, they do have him shooting guns. I mean, when he shot the bad guys during the exchange and all that.
Yeah,
he did. He shot I forgot what it was, M80.
He shot a big old machine gun.
Yeah, it's like the Rocky, the Rambo gun that he took off the helicopter. But anyway, yeah, he shoots that gun. Malik gets his hand on it. So I'm going to give it a 4, the villains. They were good. So Malik is like the middle guy down. He's not the big, big guy. So he's like the guy who sells drugs in the neighborhood. And The Rock needed someone. So he was trying to get him in. He tried to snitch on him, which The Rock got him. But then the cop was like, nah, we got to let him go because now you could get the big dog.
Yeah. Barry Pepper was like, nah, bro, we're going after the big guy. He's like, what the frick? I got to.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie, though. I ain't going to, because that was the part that he did yell. I remember. He did yell at that part.
In front
of the court. But I liked it, though. It wasn't like The Rock yell. It was straight up like, dude, I got you the guy.
It was a frustration.
Now, yeah. I would be frustrated, too, because he did what he had to do. And now they told him no. And now he got to get a bigger dude. But anyway, I thought Malik was really good. I thought the ending was really well. I thought the DA, the drug cartel guy, I thought he was good, too, for the movie. Not as much on screen towards the ending and then a little bit during the exchange for the drugs or whatever, to put the drugs in cement and then ship it. Other than that, I thought it was a 4. I thought they were good. But once they found out about the sun and the thing, and I was like, oh, shit, how are they going to get all this out? And I thought it all picks up, though. But yeah, I give it a 4.
Yeah, I agree. We have the same score. I have a 4. I like Malik better. But again, he has more to do. He has more lines. He has more, you know, and he's scary. See, my thing is like with these movies, your villain has to be scary. Even if they're not over the top, they're not like, I wouldn't want to mess with that guy. You know, even when he first walks in, he pulls a gun right on his face. You know, it's like, that's the reaction I was looking for. Because if you were a cop, you would have been different. You know what I mean? And I love Michael K. Williams. I think he is one of those versatile actors who he could play this easy. Like I feel like he could play a drug dealer, a street guy in his sleep. He was on The Wire, of course. But he can also, I've seen him in movies where he's a good guy and he's really good too. He's like a more of like a tougher good guy. I think he was in The Purge Anarchy and he was really good in that too.
Oh, he was, yeah.
Yeah, so I like him. You know, rest in peace, a great actor. Benjamin Bratt looked awesome as that. He had the look. You know, good looking dude, glasses, rich. I wish he had more to do. I agree with you. You know, he does get his hands dirty, though. He's in that shootout with that other rival cartel. But he doesn't really have any interactions with The Rock, like the main character. Not like Malik. Him and Malik are in the same room multiple times, whereas the El Topo guy, they're not. So, but as a whole, plus the element of them going after him at the end, you know, when they're sending all those people out to shoot him and kill him. And yeah, I thought it was formidable. I was nervous for him. So just for that, I gave it a 4. But a little generic. As far as these type of movies goes, you know, like, okay, but well casted. I'll say that. Generic, but well casted, that it elevated it to a 4 for me. Okay, action scenes.
This was a little hard because you had the shootout was cool. The one with the Punisher, his character going in to kill Malik. Try to get the phone and he kills him pretty much. I think he does kill him, but he kills him. Yeah, kills everybody. Thought that was pretty cool. And then you had that big set piece with the truck, right? The truck at the end. I thought it was great. I don't think it was perfect. I gave it a 4. It fits a 4 because I felt like that semi truck could have destroyed those cars. I personally believe it does. I don't understand why he keeps running it off the road. I'm like, dude, you go under that truck, you're done. So to me, that's that. I mean, he had a shotgun and I think that's where it lowered the points is when he shoots the shotgun. I'm like, where the hell are you aiming? He was shooting at the driver and he shot the driver from without even looking. Like he literally just put the damn thing like one handed and just shot. And I was just like, yeah, that I had to deduct because I was like that. To me, that's not possible. You understand what I mean? When he shot the first guy, the guy in the passenger side, I was like, okay, that makes sense. Well, all those bullets flying everywhere. But the driver's side, no. I was like, and then on the other side, you know how big an 18-wheeler is? My man literally reached. I mean, everyone could tell me his wingspan is big. It is what it is. But he literally shot around that door to the car that's down. So for me, I was like, that's a little far-fetched. But in a sense, I liked everything. I thought that car chase was dope. With the truck was dope. The truck flipping over. It's like, holy crap. That was crazy. I was like, that was a pretty cool sequence there. I thought it was cool. I thought The Rock was going to do something since he was like a truck driver. Maybe he knew how to swing the back to knock cars over. I don't know if you could do that, but I thought
that would have been in a different movie.
They tried to play Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. They tried to play it a little straight here. Like, what are you at? If he was whipping that thing around, bro, 5. I give it 5. He's knocking cars off the road with that.
Yeah, I give it a 4. Thought it was a great.
Well, you know what's even more implausible of all the stuff you said? There is a scene where the curly haired bad guy literally shoots the roof of his own car and somehow the bullets go into the semi truck. And I said,
oh, yes.
Right when that happened, I wrote down a 3. I was into it. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. And then that, and he literally goes, and then the Rock is dying. I'm like, oh, what is he underneath him? Like, what? How did that work? So, not only that, he's in the driver's seat. He does that. He would have been on the right side of the truck. It would have, at worst, went into the passenger side. Everything about it irked me. So other than that, I agree with you. I think to that point, solid. I think the chase is good, though, as a whole. That part's stupid. But as a whole, it's thrilling. Like, you're like, oh, it's well shot. I do like where they put a lot of the cameras. Like, you have a camera inside the truck, kind of low. You have them inside the car. It's well shot. It is well shot. Besides that, not making sense. Like when he knocks the cars off the road, when they go into the other lane, it's well done. I also like the shootout and the escape of the semi truck during the shootout. That was thrilling. You know, he's like driving out of there. They're shooting many bullets. And so I thought it was good. At most, I would have gave it a 4. I would have been with you. But that shoot the roof, somehow go through 3 automatic. Something.
I totally forgot about it because it would have been a 3 for me too.
Sometimes we watch these movies. One thing can piss me off enough to just... You know, remember Assassins when he was hanging out the window and he kept bumping into a bus and he didn't get cut in half? Automatic 1 because that was too much. So
this buffoon got out of the car to shoot and The Rock knocked him into the barricade and blew up. And I was just like, why would you come out of the car with a...
apparently you could just shoot your roof and the bullets will go in. Just why would you get out? Just stay in there. So a 3 for me, but it's not action heavy, but there's some decent action in this movie for sure. Okay, storyline.
You said it in the beginning, very generic, but I gave it a 4 because I thought it was creative. I thought in terms of it was a true story. To me, it feels generic, but it was a true story. So I gave it a kudos to that. I like Susan Sarandon. I told my wife, I said, man, she looked cute.
She looks good in this. Yeah, it was before she looked got super old. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow, she looked actually attractive. So I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. But yeah, very interesting on the cast of this movie. It's like all good actors and they all did a great job. So I gave it a 4. I liked it. I thought it was pretty good. Now the whole thing with the son going, oh, I didn't know. Like, yes, you did know.
The guy told you what you were getting.
Yeah.
As far as the package. You should have just said no.
I felt like I was like that whole part of the movie, I was just like, did you? Crying, going, like, yes, you didn't know. But the fact that the friend threw him under the bus is the fucked up part.
Dirty.
That was mad dirty.
Absolutely. Oh,
that was so dirty. But anyway, and then you had the lawyer was Hellboy.
Oh yeah, David Harbour. He's in one scene. I totally forgot. David Harbour's in this too.
Thought he was good. I thought he was really good. But anyway, I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I think that was smart to cast all these really good actors. I bet you it helped elevate Dwayne Johnson's performance as well. You know, like, hey, I'm working with everyone. Every scene he's in, he's working with someone good. Bernthal is great in this movie. Again, if I can't emphasize it enough, John Bernthal, fantastic performance as someone who's was in the street life and is trying to get out, got a kid, trying to do right, gets pulled in. I felt bad for him. I did. Yeah. I felt bad for him because as much as I like the character Dwayne Johnson plays, and I understand why he couldn't tell him, like, hey, my son is in. This is why I'm doing it, because then it has to be a secret, right? But at the same time, I felt bad for John Bernthal's character. I was like, bro just thought he was going to set up this meeting. Now he got to go on the trip with him. Then he finds out later that it's an informant. But at the end, he helps him. And Dwayne Johnson gives him all the reward money for it too, which I loved. I was like, that was nice of him. At least he gave him all the money, let him go live his life. I gave it a 4. I think this is a good movie. The funny thing with this, I feel like this one and Faster are... They have a lot of similarities in that they're smaller scale, but good. Like good. Like, you can't... that's why I was surprised with the critic score, because this one doesn't feel overly cheesy to me. It doesn't... like, it feels pretty earnest. The, you know, maybe they embellished here and there to add action, but I think overall, like, it's a good sort of crime thriller. You have all the nefarious drug dealer people. You have a guy trying to get his son out. Like, I don't know. I thought it was solid. So I gave it a 4. Same as you. All right. What's your overall?
I gave it a 4. I think overall, I think this movie is really good. I liked it. I think, to me, this one is better than Faster. To me. But Faster was really good because he kind of played like an assassin type character. So I kind of like that too for its merits. Like, I like it because of the action. It's more action. This one I enjoyed more because of the family element. He's not the action type star that you think he is. So it's two different movies, but I prefer and lean more towards the snitch than the Faster. That's just me. But I think they both were solid movies, but I gave it a 4.
You know what? I would agree. I think Faster is the more entertaining movie. And I think this one's the better movie. Like, you're saying which one's better? I think this one is. This one has better acting. That one has a good cast too. Don't get me wrong. But casts, we'll call it a wash. Performances, this is better. More down to earth, more realistic. Remember, that has that weird assassin guy. They're kind of over the top. And this one is like, plays its normal, realistic. I think this is a better movie as well. I like it. I think it's probably underrated. I still know a lot of people, like, before this, you hadn't seen it. I think there's a lot of people who still haven't seen it because they're like, oh, The Rock is in it. I know I have some friends who just don't even like him that much. Like, he just does stupid, cheesy movies. Sure, maybe he probably did some, right? But like, this one's a legit attempt at a good film, and it worked. I think it's a good movie. So I gave it a 4 as well. I don't think it's perfect. It's not like amazing, but it is very good. Very well made, very well acted, great cast. And it's quick, right? It's like not 2 hours. It moves, good pacing, solid movie. So, okay, what is your total points?
Total points is 20.5.
Pretty good. I have a 20. So we're half a point difference. 20.5 for you, 20 for me. Yeah, good, solid. You know what? The Rock month so far, not been horrible. Hercules was the worst one. And even that was okay. It had some okay elements to it. So that being said, here's what we got coming up. Rocky IV, a big one. Rocky IV, the original theatrical cut. We'll be doing that. And then a movie we've both seen for the first time this month, we're going to be doing Skyscraper, aka One-Legged Dwayne doing Die Hard. Pretty much. That's pretty much what that movie is. Me and my brother saw it at the theater, so I can't wait. I haven't seen it since the theater, and I'm very interested to see it again. And Neve Campbell's in it. I remember it's good to see Neve Campbell in something other than Scream, because what else is she ever in? Nothing.
I mean, so, does she really need to with the screen? screen money?
No, exactly. But that's why it's cool to see her in something. Because like, hey, look, it's Neve Campbell. She's doing something else besides screaming. So anyway, that's what we got coming up. Rocky IV, Skyscraper.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything action movie, guys, head over to youtube.com/action movie guys. And of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, Geeks and Flicks is available on Instagram as Geeks, the letter N, and then of course Flicks. So it's Geeks, letter N, Flicks, and then on TikTok, also Geeks, the letter N, Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.